USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are hammering the sweeping coronavirus relief bill.
This is the wrong path, and this is not what President Biden said he would do at the inaugural.
Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, telling reporters a nearly $2 trillion bill needs to get America back to work, back to school, and back to health.
How much time do you have, Mr. President, to go through the litany of things in this bill that have nothing to do with COVID?
The United States Food and Drug Administration found that a Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine was 66.1% effective in preventing moderate to severe virus disease and that it had a favorable safety profile. An FDA advisory committee set to meet Friday to discuss authorizing the vaccine for emergency use. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is proposing a new bill to combat the Chinese government's influence on the U.S. economy.
The new legislation must achieve three goals. One, boost American competitiveness by investing in our economy and our workers. Two, leverage our alliances abroad. And three, stop once and for all China's predatory practices.
The New York Democrat says for decades China has sunk American jobs because of unfair competition and their manipulation of currency. Louis DeJoyce says the post office fell far short of meeting its service targets during the peak season.
Too many Americans were left waiting for weeks for important deliveries of mail and packages. This is unacceptable, and I apologize to those customers who felt the impact of our delays.
Testifying before the House Oversight Committee, the Postmaster General says the system didn't have adequate resiliency to adjust and adapt to changing circumstances. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican lawmakers continuing to show their displeasure for a bill put forth by Democrats.
The resolution, called the For the People Act, would enact a number of changes to election law. The resolution would create automatic voter registration, expand early voting and voting by mail. It would also restore voting rights to felons who have completed their sentences and force Congress to grant statehood to the District of Columbia. Congressman Jim Jordan says there are even more aspects of the bill that make it ridiculous. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that the American people should not stand for their tax dollars funding congressional campaigns.
It forces taxpayers to pay for campaigns, and of course, it codifies all the problems in the 2020 election, as you pointed out, with mail-in balloting. But think about this. Think about the taxpayer financing the campaigns. So right now you have all these politicians in Washington doing all kinds of crazy things, spending taxpayer dollars on all kinds of ridiculous things, and then they say, oh, by the way, voters, we're going to use your money to make sure I get reelected. Such a deal. So, yeah, this is where the left is going. It is crazy, and the American people, I think, see it for how ridiculous it is.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Fry's Electronics is another casualty of the coronavirus pandemic, the company announcing it's permanently closing all of its stores nationwide. The retailer saying this is a result of changes in the industry and the ongoing health crisis. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.